Unveiling the secrets A-list copywriters use to make themselves and their clients millions. This is the Copywriters Podcast with your host, the world's greatest copywriting coach, David Garfinkel.
Here we go for the copywriting word of the year. I'd like to nominate the word authenticity. It's a big deal right now. People talk about it a lot. I will give you an example on today's show of how an almost accidental Facebook ad created more engagement than anything else I've ever seen. I went over the ad with my clients this week, and we figured out it was the way they used authenticity in the writing that touched so many people and inspired so much response. These days, slick marketing is on a steep decline when it comes to effectiveness. People are wary of high-powered pitches and over-the-top promises more than ever before. This might be a little before your time, Nathan, but you remember the old Who song, which is now the intro on the TV show CSI Vegas, Who Are You? In part, it goes, "Well, who are you? I really want to know. Tell me, who are you? Because I really want to know." I think they were decades ahead of their time when they released this song in 1978, because it seems every prospect has this question on their mind before they will consider buying from you. And authenticity will get you a long way to a satisfactory answer and help them become a customer. Just as this will help you become a successful listener to Copywriters Podcast. Copy is powerful. You're responsible for how you use what you hear on this podcast. Most of the time, common sense is all you need. But if you make extreme claims and or if you're writing copy for offers in highly regulated industries like health, finance, and business opportunity, you may want to get a legal review after you write and before you start using your copy. My larger clients do this all the time. So let's start with a serious look at authenticity. What is it anyway? In a 1964 decision about, quote, hardcore pornography, unquote, Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart came up with a line for the ages. After refusing to give a detailed description of pornography, he went ahead to say, "I know it when I see it." Interesting. You could say the same thing about authenticity. It's kind of fuzzy in a way. It's hard to define, maybe, but you know it when you see it. Now, authenticity isn't pornography, of course. Even today, there are still some social rules that prevent pornography from being shown on most platforms. There are no such rules about authenticity, with, of course, exceptions for things like authentic porn. But one way they are both alike is that authenticity can be raw, emotional, even startling, because authenticity is the real deal. It's unfiltered to a large degree. It dispenses with all the social niceties that get in the way and gets right down to how people experience events, feelings, other people, situations, and ideas. Authenticity is not abstract or ambiguous. When someone or something comes across as authentic, there are no punches pulled. When people share authentically, you can kind of tell. We'll get into what to do and what not to do to be authentic in your copy a little later on. But first of all, know this. You need to start from a place of genuine feelings, actual thoughts, true experiences. Now, you may have a point of view that would cause your authenticity to come across as genuine, but your statements to be dishonest or untrue. This is a gnarly distinction. Like in a niche, for example, you may have authentic thoughts and feelings people outside the niche would perceive as dishonest. That would be because they disagree with you, though, not because what you were saying was what you really feel. These days, more than ever, authenticity really counts in your marketing message. Okay, earlier this week, one of my favorite clients showed me a Facebook ad they've been running. In their niche, ads usually bring a lot of negative comments. This ad stood out because through a combination of luck and mostly hard work, it communicated a message that was authentic in just the right way. The ad got over 400 comments and more than 100 shares. The comments were overwhelmingly positive, and even the comments had long threads of responses. In other words, plenty of authentic, positive engagement in a space where that doesn't happen very often. So, we're in a time of widespread anger about almost everything and very low trust. The one thing people feel good about and gravitate towards consistently is authentic communication that speaks to them. People who study authenticity see five primary benefits. One, greater engagement, as we just saw in the example I gave you. Two, trust develops faster. Three, increased customer loyalty. Four, more sales from word-of-mouth marketing. And five, greater opportunities for long-term relationships across the board. Authenticity is hard for a lot of people in business, to be sure. The messy emotions that we go through every day aren't always pretty, and many of us have been told that too much sharing of those emotions isn't businesslike. There's some truth to that. Authenticity doesn't mean you run your whole life or all your business communications like a 24/7 group therapy experience. So you have to strike a balance. Figure out where some open, vulnerable sharing makes sense and doesn't make you look like a whiner and a pathetic excuse for a human being. Because, to be sure, you can go too far with your authentic communication. And sometimes you need to do that just to find out where the line is and then stop crossing it. Because even if you do cross a line, people may shy away from you for a while, but they'll know that at least you're authentic and they'll probably find their way back. Okay, so in the rest of today's show, we're going to drill down in what not to do and what to do to be authentic. Your thoughts?
I have two thoughts. Number one, in politics, ever since the advent of social media, we've seen that on both sides of the aisle. I'm thinking of like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez does a great job of connecting with her voter base. John Fetterman, I can't remember his name. He also seems to be pretty authentic on that side of the aisle. On the other side of the aisle, there's a lot of the most successful people are the ones that just speak raw. And I think in this last election, people are calling it the podcast election, where celebrity endorsements didn't work, but just having raw conversations on podcasts did seem to connect with people. So it does seem like outside of business too, there's a real thirst for authenticity. And I think that it's important as copywriters, especially with AI coming in, there's a lot of inauthentic copy that I see coming out. And I love AI. I love using AI, but I also want to warn, it can come out sounding stiff. It can come out sounding very inauthentic. And so that authentic connection, it's something people are craving, and it's something that social media has made us accustomed to. And I think that it's important that we remember that going forward in our careers.
Yeah, really good point. I agree. I was thinking, you know, if you're going to talk about Alessandro Ocasio-Cortez on the left and Donald Trump on the right as both being authentic, they're both from Queens, New York. You don't have to be from Queens, New York in order to be authentic.
No, but it's definitely a character trait of people from that geographic location for sure.
I would say so. The outer boroughs, man, authentic as it gets. Okay, so let's get into the mistakes to avoid to risk sounding inauthentic. Let's start with an inconvenient truth. The language you're using in your ads and copy right now might be killing your business. How do you know? I've put together a list of five ways copy comes across as inauthentic and thus very bad for your business. Let's start with number one. Call it cut and paste. This destroys more marketing campaigns than almost anything else. A copywriter looks at a competing business, closely copies their messaging strategy, mirrors their tone, and basically turns themselves into a second-rate version of someone else. And there are websites written this way. read like Mad Libs, where they just plugged in different company names. So what happens is you get a niche full of identical sounding businesses all blending into one big fog of sameness. Spending hours studying other people's websites, parroting their language patterns, creating content that's essentially a remix of existing ideas. This creates a killing field where mediocrity puts fresh ideas to a slow death. Now, this does not mean you can't swipe smart from successful marketers, but there has to be a point in the creative process where imitation stops and authenticity begins. Make sure that point is not too late in your writing process.
The problem with that I find is when you sound like everybody else or everybody in your niche starts sounding the same, the reader, the viewer starts going blind to a lot of the claims, a lot of the language, and then all of the stuff that was working for the people that did it first, you just get ignored when you mimic them. So we have this thing called ad blindness, where if you keep seeing the same thing over and over again, you just, your brain learns to tune it out, and you run the risk of doing that when you just copy paste what's working for other people.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I agree with you. Mistake number two is empty promises. And this kind of inauthenticity kills credibility faster than a con man's broken promises. Hyped up claims about being the best or industry leading without a shred of evidence creates immediate suspicion. Promising revolutionary results with zero proof generates deep disbelief. Boasting about unmatched customer service with no substance underneath to support that claim is like waving a huge red flag to prospects. When you just pump out content filled with superlatives and grandiose statements, but with no proof, you are a candidate for fraud status. You've got to be able to deliver on your promises and prove that you can and that you do. Okay. Mistake number three is stiff corporate language. Picture this. You're having coffee with a friend and they start speaking to you like they are a terms and conditions document. How would you feel? Would you even stick around? But in the name of brand voice, or because the lawyers have too much control, too many copywriters write this kind of vague, indecipherable bilge. Social media posts start reading like legal briefs. Email newsletters sound like reports to regulatory agencies. Blog posts could put an espresso-fueled teenager to sleep. This kind of inauthentic corporate doublespeak makes prospects want to get away from you. Marketers default to this formal tone out of fear. Fear of sounding unprofessional, fear of making mistakes, fear of standing out too much. All they do, though, is stand out as someone no one would want to do business with.
I'm just going to second problem that number, because it's so important.
Okay. I accept the gentleman's second. All right. Fourth problem, personality suppression. Most businesses have a personality of a filing cabinet. And unless the business is a filing cabinet selling filing cabinets to other filing cabinets, well, this can come across as woefully inauthentic. People who use this kind of copy are so afraid of offending anyone that they end up connecting with no one. Their content has surgically removed any hint of character, humor, or humanity. How does this happen? Marketing messages lose all their personality because they get filtered through so many approval layers. By the time they reach customers, they're about as exciting as watching paint dry in slow motion. This systematic elimination of personality creates a vacuum where authentic connection should exist. And problem number five, feature mania. Imagine a salesperson trying to sell a bed mattress by bragging about the number of springs it has in it, instead of showing you why it would give you better sleep. Businesses get so hung up on product specifications that they forget why customers buy in the first place, which is almost always performance and experience. Performance of the product and the customer's experience. Instead, the businesses ramble on about technical details, innovative processes, and groundbreaking features. Meanwhile, their prospects' eyes glaze over. The lesson? don't create content that only speaks to the rational mind while ignoring the emotional mind, which is the part of the mind that drives most buying decisions. So those are the five major mistakes that create copy that is anything but authentic. These mistakes create a wall of noise that separates businesses from their potential customers because they make genuine connection impossible. Each represents a different way copywriters sabotage their own efforts, often without realizing the damage they're doing to their clients and their own companies. These five mistakes seem to go together. And when they do, they create a perfect storm of ineffective marketing that drives away potential customers and wastes ad spend. When businesses cut and paste copy, make empty promises, use stiff corporate speak, suppress personality, and go crazy on features, they're creating a compounding effect that makes their marketing very ineffective, practically invisible in today's super competitive marketplace, creating ad blindness, like you said, Nathan. And here's how the chain reaction works. The copying of competitor language just leads right into making empty promises because businesses mimic claims without having their own context or proof. This feeds into stiff corporate language as companies try and sound professional by imitating bigger corporations so they themselves will look bigger than they really are. Meanwhile, the stiff language naturally suppresses personality, which makes it easier to fall into feature mania since there's no emotional connection to drive benefit-focused messaging. In the real world, these mistakes show up in every industry. Software companies list tech specs instead of showing how their product makes work easier. Law firms copy each other's formal language until every website reads identical. Retail brands make sweeping claims about customer service excellence without showing a single shred of evidence about going above and beyond. This creates a marketplace where authentic voices become nearly extinct, replaced by an echo chamber of sameness. Marketing messages bounce around without landing anywhere meaningful, creating a wall of noise that potential customers have learned to just tune out completely. So now you know what not to do. These five authenticity-killing mistakes create the perfect recipe for marketing failure. They turn powerful messages into forgettable background noise. But wait, there's hope. We'll get into authenticity techniques for copy in just a minute.
I was just thinking, in today's marketplace, if you're successful, if you've got a good offer, it's probably something that a lot of other people are offering as well. So there's a lot of competition. And with all of these kind of faux pas that you went through, the big risk here is you don't stand out, you don't connect, and you just become a commodity. And then you're just competing on price, and it's whoever can race to the bottom first. And the opposite of this, when you do have authentic messaging, when people feel like there's an actual connection with you, there's a reason to buy from you, even if you have to raise your prices, even if you have to, or even if you have maybe not all the bells and whistles of the next competitor, but if you have that authentic connection with people, people will want to do business with you because of that emotional connection. And by making the mistakes that you were talking about, there's no room for that emotional connection to be created. So I just want to kind of focus just for a minute. I want the listener to understand how important it is and how devastating to your business it might be if you don't have this authentic connection.
Yeah, boy, I love what you just said. You know, the typical left brain marketing strategy is to find a unique difference to set your business apart. And that's certainly useful and important in terms of a positioning strategy. But what you're talking about, I think, is more powerful. It's a right brain move, and it is to create authenticity in a market where everyone else comes across as superficial or phony. All right, let's go then to tips and techniques to put maximum authenticity in your copy and content. Here are some hands-on tips to tap into the power of being authentic in your copy. And they're remarkably simple, but not everyone's using them. So you can really stand out in a good way if you do these things. First, be yourself and use natural language. One of the simplest ways to be authentic is to write like you're actually having a conversation with someone. Think about it. When you're talking to a friend, you don't use big fancy words or overly formal language. You're just yourself. And that's exactly how your copy should feel. There's a copywriter named Susan Jarrell, and she wrote this on LinkedIn. People like real people. So use your own language and talk to your audiences like you're talking to a friend. When you write with your own voice, your audience will feel they're connecting with a real person behind the brand, not some faceless company. Now, this is easier than you might think. Just do this. When you write something, simply ask yourself, would I actually say this out loud? If the answer is no, you probably need to translate it into something more conversational. This does not mean you have to sacrifice professionalism, but just to make sure that you're coming across as human. Number two, be transparent about your values and intentions. I'm not talking about some high-flown, abstract, insane vision statement. I'm just talking about being open and transparent about what you're doing, why you do it, what's important to you. People want to know what you stand for and what your brand is all about, whether it's your company's mission, values, or for an individual, the reasons behind what you do, when you share this openly, it builds trust. I found this quote from the Content Marketing Institute. Authenticity isn't just about being honest. It's about being consistently true to your brand's identity and values across all touch points. So don't be afraid to tell your prospects what you care about. Why'd you start your business? What problems are you trying to solve? Being upfront about these things can set you apart from competitors who may just be trying to sell something without putting much thought behind it. And remember, when you make a mistake, admit it. People respect it when you admit that you messed up, and they appreciate it when you explain how you're going to try and fix it. This shows your audience that you're not just trying to cover up an issue.
A quick tip on this. You mentioned making sure it sounds like you actually speak. A lot of times just reading your copy out loud, you can notice, I wouldn't say it like that. That I stumbled over this sentence. This isn't how I talk. And then you just go back and rewrite that. Another thing, if you're writing for clients, if they're doing content marketing, if they're doing podcasts, if they're doing YouTube videos, go through, do a deep dive, find their tonal speech patterns, find their cadence, find the phrases that they use, and then use those phrases and that type of tone, those speech patterns in your copy for them, and it'll end up connecting a lot more. And so that's one area where content marketing and copywriting kind of have an overlap. If you can tap into a client that's already doing content, your copy for them can be a lot more effective.
Yeah, that's a great tip and a really good shortcut, time saver. Okay, let's go to number three, use real stories and testimonials. So another great way to bring authenticity into your content is by using real stories, whether they're your own or those of your customers. People connect with stories because they feel personal. It's not just saying how great your product or service is. It's someone who's actually experienced. I found an article called 10 Ways to Create Authentic Content from the Content Marketing Institute. It emphasizes the importance of using real customer stories and testimonials. When people see that others have had a positive experience with your brand, it builds credibility. So don't hesitate to reach out to your customers and ask them to share their experiences. You can also share behind-the-scenes stories from your own business. Show your customers the people behind the brand, your process, even the challenges you face. This helps humanize your business and make your audience feel like they're part of the journey.
This is like kind of a secret trick that I've used with a lot of my clients before. Again, if you've got a community, if you're doing content marketing like a YouTube channel or something, or if you've got a mailing list on Facebook and Instagram ads, they allow comments in the ads. And if you've got an ad that's working, if you've done your split testing and you find the one that's converting the best, you can find the page ID for that ad and then just simply go back to your community, go to your YouTube channel, go to your mailing list and be like, hey, if you've bought from us and you enjoyed it, if you found a use from it, if you had a good experience, go here and leave your comment in the comment section. And those work just as good as testimonials, if not even better. And the comment section will just get flooded with your cult tribe members singing your praises. And when I watch an ad and then I go look at the comments and there's 43 comments of people saying, dude, this was life-changing. Thank you so much. I love this. I bought this for my father. He loved it. That is another great way to use this tactic.
I think that's the most valuable tip we've heard so far. That's $1 million tip. I hope people appreciate that. I do. Thank you. All right. Number four, focus on solving customer problems, not just selling. While the end goal of marketing is to sell something, if that's all your content is focused on, it'll come across as really pushy and inauthentic. So make sure you focus on how you can help customers solve their problems. If you show people that you're genuinely trying to provide value, they'll be much more inclined to trust you. Again, to be seen as authentic, your content shouldn't just be about promoting your product or service. It should offer solutions, tips, and insights that are useful to your audience, whether they end up buying from you or not. Think about the questions your customers are asking. What challenges are they facing? If you can create content that answers those questions and help them overcome their challenges, you'll be seen as a helpful resource, not just another brand trying to make a sale. And finally, be consistent everywhere you communicate. Consistency is the key when it comes to authenticity. Your prospects should be able to recognize your tone, values, and message no matter where they interact with you, whether it's on your website, social media, email, or even in person. That doesn't mean you have to say the exact same thing on every single platform, but your overall message and the way you present yourself should be aligned. If your brand comes across as friendly and approachable on Instagram, but a little stiff and impenetrable on your website, that will make people question your authenticity. So take some time to review your content across different platforms and make sure everything is the same tone and voice. That way, no matter where your prospects find you, they'll get the same authentic experience of you. Okay, recap. Oh, yeah.
Before we go into the recap, I think this is something that is, it plagues copywriting, especially with piecemeal copywriting, where you hire one person to write your emails, and then you hire somebody else to write your Facebook ads, and then you hire a different agency to write your landing pages. And as the person, as the potential buyer goes from one step to the next, if they get that different tone from the Facebook ad to the landing page, and then the emails sound like they're also written by somebody else, it sets off these little subtle red flags that violate trust. And so that's something to keep in mind. If you have more than one copywriter, or if you're a copywriter, make sure that you're working with the other copy that exists. Make sure that you're matching that tonality. If you're a copy chief, make sure that you have that set in stone. And if you're a business owner and you're hiring different copywriters for different aspects, just be aware that that is something to be on the lookout for.
Yeah, really good point. I never thought about that. But of course, you know, if you give them a model and a style guide and some rules and some examples, it'll end up looking a lot more the same. But you have to think about this and make it a priority up front before anyone starts writing a word for you. Okay, so here's a recap of these five tips. 1, be yourself and use natural language. 2, be transparent about your values and intentions. 3, use real stories and testimonials. 4, focus on solving customer problems, not just selling. And 5, be consistent everywhere you communicate. Well, that wraps up today's show. The bottom line is authenticity is more important than ever. So make the extra effort to be as authentic as you can wherever and whenever you communicate.
Just to end this off, you said authenticity today is more important than ever. And I just want to reemphasize that with the way that the world has changed, with the way that marketing has changed, with the advent of social media, podcasts, YouTube channels, people expect an authentic connection with your brand. And the things that used to work, a mascot, a corporate approved messaging, all of that stuff, it's just not connecting anymore. And yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for putting all this together. And I hope that the listener understands how important this is, not just today, but it's going to get more and more important going forward. And last thing, as AI and as cheap, gimmicky ways to create content, faceless YouTube channels, all that type of stuff starts becoming more and more prominent because it's easier, faster, and cheaper to produce, that craving for authentic connection is going to get even stronger and more important to help you stand out from just the flood of content and copy that's going to be coming out soon. So take this to heart. This is going to be the thing that sets you apart from all of your competition going forward.
Yeah, well, it's too bad that Coke trademarked the phrase, "It's the real thing," so many decades ago. Otherwise, we could do a whole authenticity, it's the real thing. But I guess that would be sort of phony, wouldn't it? I don't know.
Yes. And as we're out of here, I want to just say thank you, David, for putting this together. Thank you for listening and tuning in and taking these messages to heart. And man, this is almost 400 episodes. We're at 398, 399 right now. And we've got close to 400 other episodes over at copywriterspodcast.com. So if you enjoyed this one, head on over there, check out all the other episodes we got for you. While you're there, like, subscribe on your favorite YouTube your favorite podcasting app. And until next time, man, we'll catch you later.
Catch you later. Hey, did you enjoy today's show? Want to help get it into the ears of more listeners? Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast app.
This is the Copy and Funnels Podcast Network.